their music.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Deb
and Jean.
We are the Angel Ladies, and we welcome you to our show tonight.
I miss our music.
Well, we were on another channel, and I haven't yet moved the theme song, and we have to change it anyway because it's a whole new start. It's a whole new wonderful way of being. So we're about to launch a series of wonderful guest hosts and over the next few weeks and months and bring people into your computer.
Well, and our focus is going to be a little bit different. We've always had the angels for our focus and helping people to connect to divine love. And we're going to continue with that. And we're also going to be inviting some guests that will assist our listeners in making their lives just that much more satisfying, that much more joyful, that much more powerful and meaningful and pleasing to them. So that's going to be coming up. And to that end, then you'll see that you're now on the Spirit of Love.
The Spirit of Love Network.
Because it's all about love.
That's
all
right.
About divine love.
That's right. So everything we do, all the aspects of who we are as Deb and Jean, as the Angel Ladies, are kind of encompassed. It's like the hub. It's like every part of us is in this little broadcast world we call Spirit of Love. We have been blessed through the years to meet some really wonderful people, people who are changing other people's lives for the good, who have great wisdom, who have so much to share. We met so many people through writing our books, and they become friends, and so
we'd like to share our platform with them.
Exactly.
Because in so many instances, we have the same goal. We want to serve divine love. We want to help increase the power of love on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, then we're happy to share our platform here with others of like mind.
Yes. We hope in the next few weeks, especially next week, next Monday night at this time, we will be holding a very special event. We have something we call the Blessing Brigade, and everybody's automatically a member because we're all here on this earth to bless and to call in the angels and to be a part of something much bigger and wonderful than just each one of us alone on the planet. So we invite you to join us at this time next week for this event. Tell your friends, have them join in. We're going to be having as many people as we can join us on this radio station, this internet across the world, and invite, and we're going to have a meditation, and we're going to hold the world in love because the world is in such need right now. People are depressed. There's so much stress and strain and difficulty on the planet. If you're hearing something panting in the background, it's Mr. Murphy.
Who's jumped up beside me and nearly took my headphones off.
Oh, dear.
Time to pray, Murphy. Go sleep.
There's somebody outside, but he's hearing. He's a good watchdog.
He's a very good dog. So we'll begin with a little bit of an alignment to get everyone tuned into the same frequency of love. That is, tuned in to the same degree, joining and creating a unity where we're all facing the same way, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then a meditation to further align us, and then a beautiful energizing. We will send peace and love and compassion and understanding and all those beautiful qualities just out upon the earth, that others may be touched by them, that their lives may be healed, that they may find it in them to perhaps forego the negativity that drives people to the things that we read about on Facebook and see on CNN and read about in the newspaper or the television news, we hear about it there. All the things that have everyone just shaking their heads right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very painful time, and it's a time when people of goodwill can become discouraged. And in order to bolster each other and support each other in our efforts, then on the 22nd, July 22nd, the same time right here, we're going to join together and pull together, face the same way, face the light, and spread it on the planet as best we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite you all to that, and please let everyone know. If you're not following us on Facebook, the Angel Ladies, right there on Facebook, join us so that you can keep informed of things like this, because there's no charge. I mean, you know, this is totally free. You just plug in your computer. But when we come together in this way, it has power.
Yeah. Well, and talking about Facebook, you'll often find that we put up a little angel message or inspirational graphic or have some sort of words of wisdom through the day from the angels to share with you. People have been really appreciating the last few weeks some of the messages we've put up. And so our likes are growing, which is always nice. We're almost up to 400 likes, and that is tremendous for us. So our whole purpose in coming on the air and spending time with you on the airwaves is just to gather together, to help you know that you're not alone and that, you know, there's more to the world than what we see with our eyes and feel with our senses. It's really important that we keep that perspective. And so we're not here to convince you that there's any such thing as angels. We're not,
or to tell you which version of divinity you should follow.
That's
or
right.
Or which religion.
Exactly. We're just here to kind of hopefully make you feel better and to remind you that, you know, we're all children of Creator, of the universe. We're all one. So, yes, of course we're going to react when we see the headlines and we see that so much violence and so many things are happening in our world that cause us heartache. You know, it hits us in a very deep place, this injustice, inequality, the feeling that, the natural disasters that come along that can sometimes make us feel very helpless. Here is a place where we can come together and remind ourselves that, you know, there really is purpose. There really is a reason for us all to be on this planet at this time and to call us back to love, call us back to that force of love that animates everything.
I'm reminded as you are speaking of way back when Deborah and I had the idea that we needed to let people know that they weren't alone, that in their hardest challenges of life, in the saddest moments, that angels were with them, supporting them, upholding them, trying to assist them and comfort them. And so we wrote an article for the Toronto Star, and just a simple little article sharing basically what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't much to it, I don't think.
It was Lent.
But it touched a chord in the editor, and he ran it. He gave it prime placement. And from there, we were contacted by a publisher asking if we could expand our theme into a book, which was kind of funny because it wasn't our theme at all. It was the message of the angels that we were sharing,
mm-hmm.
that you are never alone, that the angels are with you. And you could turn to them and ask them to uphold you and ask for their help and ask for their comfort. And they join with you and they support you in those things. And as we've continued working with the angels often, well, they sort of made a little bit of a rule of the road. Whenever we did an angel workshop, they asked us to give the angel advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And we said faithfully that we would. And although this isn't a workshop, I'll go ahead and share it now. The message of the angels that we share in their little advertisement is this, that through the angels, we have access to power far beyond our own personal power. The angels are here to help us. And so when we ask the angels to do something, when we ask in love, the angels are there. And they assist. So when we are moved by an injustice that we see in the grocery store, when we're moved by something we see far away, hunger in a distant land, and we feel that sense of hopelessness that I don't have enough money to feed all these people, you know, feeding one child 1 month is a drop in the bucket. Well, the angels say that when we feel that way, that's when we turn to the angels and we ask them in love, because we are in love when we have compassion for those people. So when we are in that place of loving compassion, just please go and assist, help, bring money so that people can feed them, bring people who are of like minds to assist, bring resources, people of wealth, to supply the resources that are needed. When we make such a request, motivated by love, acting in love, the angels hasten to assist. And while no, it may not be that all famine is suddenly wiped off the face of the earth, what we can trust, the angels say, what we can trust and believe faithfully is that somewhere that prayer is bearing fruit. And although we may never see them, and we may never receive a physical confirmation, we can trust that people are being fed, they're being healed, they're being uplifted, supported, educated, the planet is being assisted, animals are being protected because of our prayer and our faithful asking, charging, if you will, the angels to do what we cannot, to go where we cannot, and provide the means that our end may be achieved. And so we come together on next Monday, the 22nd.
It's a supermoon, too.
Well, supermoon for the astrological crowd, the energetic crowd. We're going to be invoking the angels in love. That's where we're going to do the alignment and the meditation, joining together in love. Because so often it's easy for us to look at violence all around the world and condemn the perpetrator. And while we condemn the action, we must remember that the perpetrator is always motivated by separation from divine love. And that separation, which is caused by turning aside, by being in error, by being in not recognizing how deeply they are loved by Creator, when someone is disconnected from that realization for whatever reason, then they are in pain. And the greater the pain, often the unfortunate soul discovers that they can only find relief by creating new pain, and we deplore that action, obviously. But the angels look with compassion even toward those who commit such actions. And so in the beginning part of the meditation, it would be to align us and to kind of purge ourselves of the anger that can taint our prayer into an us versus them kind of message to the angels. Angels, get them for me. Stick them. Mm-hmm. Who was it? That old TV show, Get Them, Maud,
mm-hmm.
used to say,
God will get you.
And she used God like a weapon against her husband, saying, well, I can get you, but God will get you. And that's kind of a divisive thing, and that is not the way God views the world. God is on every side. Creator, universe, divine love, energy, whatever you want to call it, is on every side. And so on the 22nd, we're going to start off with getting together on the same side, all facing the same way. And then we'll go through the meditation, and then together, united, we're going to send love to bear on all those aching souls who are causing so much havoc in our world. And when we do, the angels respond, because we are coming from love. We are coming not from a place of condemnation, but a place of compassion. And when we are in that space, heaven moves. And that'll be next Monday night. And I hope that you will let other people know there's no agenda other than to spread love.
Mm-hmm.
We're not pushing a religion. We're not pushing a vision of Creator. We're just pushing love. If we can love the world, love the world, love the world, how can it not have an impact?
It's all about energy and vibration and our intention to bring our loving vibration to the world.
So mm-hmm.
It's the, I'm thinking in years past when I was up in Lindsay as a parish priest, we had a march for Jesus.
Oh, well.
Not always entirely my thing, but what they'd notice is they'd have this little group of people go through Main Street of different cities, big cities as well, and they would be singing these rather peppy, lively, wonderful, hand-clapping kind of soul-clearing songs, and crime would go down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've also seen that.
That's been replicated all around the world, you know.
Yes, but But it's also been other kinds of groups, like the Buddhists, the people,
the meditation groups.
Exactly. So there's a common theme here. When we gather together with good intentions, with loving intentions, and we put it out there, we send it forth, then things shake out a little differently. People, maybe somebody will be prevented from being run over or murdered or abused in some way. Maybe an animal will be spared because we have gathered together to just surround the world with our love.
You know, I come at this as a cradle Roman Catholic. And in the Roman Catholic tradition, there is a prayer. I used to pray it every night. It was the prayer to prevent one mortal sin.
Hmm.
And, of course, you prayed it in faith, asking God to send angels, compassion, love, do something so that one sin would not be committed. Well, of course, me being me, I couldn't just leave it at that.
Mm.
I had to specify which sins I did not want committed. You know, so it was always to prevent one woman from being battered, mm. to prevent a child from being battered, to prevent an animal from being treated. It was always about cruelty for me.
To prevent...
And, of course, I couldn't be satisfied with one act. So send 100 million angels, God, to prevent 100 million acts of cruelty tonight. You know, but it's the idea that when we have compassion, when we intercede for another, when we pray on behalf of another, when we send the angels, it's all about love, hence spirit of love. It's all about love.
That's what we are. That's mm-hmm. what we're about.
And just in case you think it doesn't work, there was a time when we were trying to have a spiritual center right across the street from, I can only call it a crack house.
It was.
Quite literally. Between beatings on the lawn and a stabbing in front of the place and people shouting and having obscenity shouting matches down the street. It was not an atmosphere that was conducive to prayerful reflection, spiritual peacefulness. So we got into that attitude of compassion. Clearly these people were not in a place where they were among their own because they were fighting and hurting each other. So we began, angels, take these people. Their good is not here. You take it to them now. And we'd invoke the angels. Their good is not here. They are blessed to them now. And when you come to something from the attitude of we are all blessed together, not get rid of those nasty, horrible, terrible people, but bless them. Take them to a place where they will be divinely satisfied. And they are blessed in the going, and we will be blessed to remain. And it was the funniest thing, because once we started praying that way, somebody would come in, bam, they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous. I feel bad. Luckily, the owner of the place was quite wealthy, said the neighbors, so it wasn't any hardship to him to have the place up for rent all the time.
It was like a revolving door.
It was like a revolving door.
We had to tweak the prayer a bit so that different kinds of people
with
loving intentions would come in.
Yeah, because we were sending a lot away.
Yeah.
But it worked. We got the teacher came in
mm-hmm.
and some other quieter people, that woman with the kid
mm-hmm.
came in.
Mm-hmm.
It was both funny and gratifying and amazing to us to see how well it worked. And I think that's a sign, because when you come from compassion, when you don't come at it from, you know, an adversarial perspective, the angels hasten to assist us, which is what they say.
Yeah. As you're saying that, I'm thinking there's all kinds of ways that we can benefit from blessing each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say a blessing as we eat. And the angels, we talked about that with the angels, because they challenged us to do that for a while, just to bless our food, to that our body would be enhanced by it and nourished by it. And as they pointed out, a lot of the food that we receive, if you take the example of going through a drive-thru, you know, it's been put together in a factory somewhere by somebody earning minimum wage. We don't know what that...
The animals were killed in an inhumane way.
Yes. Yeah, and so you have this chain of negative energy around the food to begin with, and then they package it, you know, kind of that gray life, and here we come to the drive-through window, and it ends up in our in our possession and we're about to eat whatever it is.
Well, and don't forget that so many of the teens and young people who are working in those places are making a woeful salary.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of hard work. And so they may not be in the most loving place mentally as they're preparing our order.
Mm-hmm.
It all has an impact.
It does have an impact. And so the angels challenged us to bless our food so that we clear it. It's like anything that you bring into the house. You go to the antique store, you bring something in, bless it and clear it. Because everything has vibration. Everything has energy. We have imprints of people from generations that we aren't always aware of that leave their blueprint, you know, on the whatever it is that we're bringing in, or you know, we've got a good friend in Scarborough who's convinced that the curio cabinet in her kitchen is possessed. There's something not right about it. There's an ugly spirit that surrounds it, and it's very real. People have noticed that part of the house is really kind of cold, or it's kind of unsettling. And I keep saying, bless it. Throw some holy water on
bless
it. Do some salt. Ask the angels to come. And that's the power of blessing. When we ask, the angels will do it. So if you're feeling uncomfortable in your own space, or if there's something that is causing you concern, what you can do is call in the angels to sweep through the house. We do that all the time here. Angels, sweep through the house. Fill it with light. Chase out all the shadows. Nothing, you know, don't let anything stay here that shouldn't be here. Take it out.
When I was teaching, I spent 11 years teaching in an inner-city school. I had kids who brought weapons to class.
Mm.
It was not an easy situation, but I loved what I did. And I would go around the classroom this morning, and I would bless every desk. I put my hand on every chair as I passed, and I would say, may the child who sits here and here and here as I'm going up and down the rows, may the child be blessed and happy to come to my class and blessed and happy as they leave. And in this room, I'd bless the doorway. Only love may come in. Only love may dwell here. Only love exits here. This is a place of peace. And I did not have the difficulties other teachers had with the very same young people.
Mm.
And indeed, my classroom was a place of peace. It was neat. The kids didn't put graffiti all over the place the way they did in so many other classrooms. The floor was always neat. They weren't throwing things around. They respected. They responded to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did have it was a wonderful situation. I was very blessed to have that experience and to work with those young people. They were incredible.
And really what we're talking about goes beyond any religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about clearing and getting in alignment with the vibration of love, of loving energy.
Because it's all about the spirit of love.
It's all about the spirit of love.
That's it.
That's right. Speaking of the spirit of love.
Do we have an angel message?
We do. Oh, here we go. Now this.
What did they give us today?
This is a wonderful, inspirational plug.
Okay.
Well, it should make you feel better. And that's what its intention is. The angels say, dear ones, you are a wonderful work in progress. Do not worry about what you fear may be or what might happen, the what if they. These are mere wisps of possibilities. In this moment that is now, you have power. Power to change everything you know into blessing and happy endings. I didn't read this.
Thank you, angels.
I wrote it very quickly. In this moment, you have everything you need. You have air to breathe. You have love in your life. You have the sun, which gives you warmth and life. Reflect for a moment on all the blessings that you have. This is funny. Take a moment to be grateful and enjoy the bliss of this feeling. See, already your mood has shifted. Staying in this place of joy and bliss is very powerful indeed. With this attitude, you can create happy scenarios moment by moment. Soon the moments add up to a wonderful, rich, and successful reality. Hold the vision that you wish to create and let love, connected to your joyful expectation, do the rest. All is well, dear one. You can mold that which you long to experience by seeing it and then welcoming it into your reality. Practice and see what comes.
Well, that's interesting. That last part, read that again. You can mold.
You can mold that which you long to experience by seeing it and then welcoming it into your reality.
Well, now you see, here's another thing. I mean, we're doing the prosperity class at the moment with another group, but this is something we need to remember to mention to them, because when we're working with our prosperity, again, coming from that place of universal love, I don't achieve mine at the expense of another, but we all prosper. There's plenty for all, and what I wish for myself, may every person be equally blessed.
Mm-hmm.
May they all enjoy the health I desire, the wealth I desire, the love that I crave. May all the things that gladden my heart, may all people have the things that gladden their heart too, that we may all dance in the light of love.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true? We are so good. The angels are so good. The listeners are so good.
Okay, we're done. I hate to tell you, but I just felt it move aside. We're done. Angel's gone.
Yeah, we stopped for a minute.
Well, that's okay. That's the music minute.
Well, that's true. Well, we invite you. Thank you for listening.
Bearing with us.
It's been a while since we've been back on the air, but I'm happy to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad. A lot of things have happened in our lives over the last many moons since we did our last show. But, you know, our angels are nudging us and telling us that it's time. It's time to get back. There's a lot of people that need to hear their message. And that message is love.
Love, love, love.
And what does our special angel tell us? Trust love. Trust and love.
Trust and love. That's the lesson.
That's right. So your challenge, dear listener, is to go through your day tomorrow looking for the ways in which angels are stirring in your life, the little blessings, the miracles, the coincidences, the things. You know, just recently, last week, I was in a fender bender, and the car, the back end of the car, should have been totaled. Instead, it was just a little ruffle on the bumper and a little ding on near the door. We're still not sure how the car never stopped, you know. We're still not sure how the car impacted us so greatly, because we felt the bump and continued on as though they went through the car rather than stopped and swerved. So I credit the angels. The angels did that, and I am so grateful. So look at those ways in your life that, in the little voices inside your head that prompt you to use your intuition, that prompt you to call that person, that prompt you to bless your food, and you will be surprised at how getting the angels involved in your life makes you very busy.
Indeed. Get ready to clear your calendar.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for being with us and bearing with us.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night, the night of the full moon, the super moon. We're going to gather all that wonderful energy, and we're going to make a real change on this planet with our love.
And in doing so, we can expect that love will be at work in us and in our lives, moving all those rocks right out of our way.
Indeed.
We'll be blessed by it.
Everybody's life is going to change.
Amen.
Thank you for listening, and pretend there's end music. There will be next week.
If I could listen, I'd do the Andy Griffith theme. Say lovey. You'll have to imagine it in your head.
On that note.
Or the Jeopardy theme. There you go.
Well, there
just
you
imagine
are.
It in your head this week.
Concluding music. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Take
Have
care.
A great week. Bye
Bye-bye.
Now.